The following study on Messiah in the New Testament, the Forbidden Book, will help you understand that the New Testament is a Jewish book written by Jews for Jews and Gentiles. Our teacher is Mark Robinson.
Shalom. I'd like to address a subject that is misunderstood by so many people, both in the Jewish world and the Christian world. That is our Bible. Oftentimes it is referred to as the Christian Bible or the Jewish Bible or the Old Testament, the New Testament. I'd like to address these terms and what I think is the biblical understanding, what we should understand about the Bible. The first recorded time Old Testament and New Testament was used was by Melito of Sardis in the late 2nd century. Presumably he being the one that introduced what we have today as the Old and the New Testament. The Jewish people will refer to the Old Testament as the Jewish Bible. And Jewish people oftentimes refer to the New Testament as the Christian Bible. This is wrong. This is erroneous and not helpful in our understanding of the Word of God. There's so many verses that we could look into, but one that I would like to look into is Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. And it says this, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, write it in their hearts, will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." So the Jewish prophet, the Hebrew prophet, promises that there is a day coming that God will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, not according to the covenant that he made with them, which they broke, the Jewish people broke, when he took them out of the land of Egypt. Now, the covenant that Israel broke, that God made with them when he brought them out of Egypt, is the Mosaic covenant. And so we can properly, biblically then, refer to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, as the Mosaic Covenant, because that is the Old Testament. The New Covenant that is promised in Jeremiah 31 here is not a book. It's something that God will do for the Jewish people, that he will forgive their sins, he will write his law on their inward parts. But it is not a book. Basically, we can look at it this way. The Old Testament, the Mosaic Law, is the relationship that God had with the nation of Israel. It's made up of civil, ceremonial, moral laws, God's relationship with the Jewish people. The New Covenant, or the New Testament, is the relationship God has with individuals. Jesus would institute that New Covenant when he died for the sins of the world. It will be fulfilled in the future with the Jewish people, with the nation of Israel, when individuals, all the individuals remaining in the nation of Israel, will put their trust in Jesus as Messiah, come into a personal relationship with him. So what should we refer to the Word of God as? Well, the Word of God would be acceptable. 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16 says this, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There are 53 verses where either Scripture or Scriptures is used. The Word of God is never referred to as the Bible, although there's nothing wrong with using this term. But it doesn't refer to the Word of God in its entirety as the Old Testament and the New Testament. That communicates error. It's as if everything from Genesis to Malachi as the Old Testament that the Christians use is laid out, or Genesis to 2 Chronicles in the Jewish Bible that the Jewish people use is laid out. It's all old. It's passed off the scene. It has nothing for today. That is so untrue, as there are so many prophecies that still have to be fulfilled. And wouldn't you much rather have something new than old? And so the New Covenant or the New Testament implies that this is so much better than the Old Testament. Neither of these phrases are correct. In Romans chapter 3, we are told in verses 1 and 2, "What advantage then had the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God," the Scriptures, the Word of God. The Bible is a Jewish book. The Scriptures is a Jewish book from Genesis to Revelation. The best terminology is earlier Scriptures and later Scriptures. The earlier Scriptures, what are normally referred to as the Old Testament. The later Scriptures, what is normally referred to as the New Testament. God has given us one book, one Bible. It's a Jewish book from Genesis to Revelation. The time period between the close of the earlier Scriptures and the beginning of the later Scriptures of some 400 years doesn't discount the fact that this is one Bible, one book, one revelation, continuous progressive revelation that began with Genesis, ended with Revelation, a Jewish book. The Old and the New Testament are misnomers. We have one continuous revelation, Genesis through Revelation, the book of Revelation, 66 books. The Old Testament is the Mosaic Law, the relationship that God had with the nation of Israel. The New Testament is the relationship individuals have with God through Messiah Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible's a Jewish book from beginning to end, authored by the God of Israel through Jewish writers, communicating not only to Jewish people, but Gentile people, His love for humanity. And each of us can enter into that relationship with Him through that new covenant that was established upon the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. There are plenty of Scriptures that speak of that and the institution of that covenant being through what Jesus did by dying for our sins. For example, in Matthew chapter 26, this is just one passage of many. When he's at this Passover Seder, he is going to die in a very short time period, a few hours. He picked up the cup of juice and he gave it to thanks and gave it to them, those Jewish disciples with him at the Passover Seder. Said, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, the new testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." This is my blood that is being shed to establish the new covenant. When we accept him as our Messiah, as our Savior, because he did shed his blood, died, was buried, and rose again, we then enter, Jew or Gentile, it matters not, into a personal relationship with God through the Messiah of Israel. We have one Bible. We don't have an Old Testament and a New Testament. We have one revelation, the Scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. The earlier Scripture telling us about so many things, prophecies about the coming of the Messianic King, Savior. The later Scripture revealing to us his coming, his life, his death, and how we should live out that personal relationship with the God of Israel. An understanding of these terms are important to understand the Word of God. Shalom.
You have been listening to The Forbidden Book with Mark Robinson.